drop in the first few episodes of a podcast I do with my best friend. Very important day. My girlfriend's with me in the studio. Drop the first episode right now.
This is Where You Are with John Clark and Little McGinnis.
Be on the cast. He's got to be on the podcast.
Who?
My friend Jacob. He's great. I worked with him at LA Weekly. Sorry, we'll get with
him
another
night. He's got to be on the cast. It doesn't exist. You got to fucking make a cast. You have raw data.
That's all. That's enough for me.
It's like me saying, oh, we have a website now. Just having this conversation. We're on the web.
Hey, you want to listen to our podcast? Find a way to get it off my phone. It's
you
your
find
call.
Me, you steal my phone. You fucking plug in some headphones. You got to scroll through a bunch of other fucking things. Maybe you'll find it. The idea is that there's no podcast at all.
Music snobs.
Man, you know, to say we're music snobs because we listen to, you know, high-end shit, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. If that's what you want to say about us, compliment accepted.
If you're thinking, yeah, they're playing a lot of obscure shit, I'd say, yo, do your homework, dog. Do your research. Do your due diligence. You're going to find fucking tight cuts like this. These are the rare grooves. These are very fucking hard-to-find vinyls. Listen to this all day long. I have done that before. To be honest with you, I plan on listening to this for the rest of the day. All right, we're gonna change it up here. This is I just dusted this old vinyl off. You're gonna love it. I've been digging in the crates all day for this one. This is one of those real rare grooves. Nice slice.
Yeah.
Just let that rain all over you. I've listened to this for days straight. Oh, man. He's got that voice. You know he's seen some shit. He's seen some pain. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get people not to listen to the podcast. Please. Gently garbage.
Come tails.
It'll be off into a people. You're supposed to be looking at people. You're beating off.
I've never had the opportunity. Let's say that.
I was just asking for a friend. They call that the pinnacle. You ever beat off in fucking low altitude? Your cum turns to mist. The idea is to ejaculate at the highest possible altitude. Dude. What happens is you can hardly breathe, right? But you can come. And when you come, and when you bust, it doesn't look like anything you've ever seen. Anyways, back to high altitude beating off. You ever beat off in an airplane?
No.
I think the first time I ever beat off in an airplane, I was pretty young. I was like fucking, I don't know, 14 years old. And we were on a trip to like maybe Seattle to visit friends. And there was a movie on the in-flight movie. It was The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. With Rebecca De Mornay. And I fucking watched that shit. And I was like, I beat off in the airplane bathroom to Rebecca De Mornay.
It's a horror movie. Isn't that a fucking horror movie?
Yeah, it is, but she was hot in it. Yeah, dude. De Mornay. Don't worry about it. Hashtag that shit.
De Mornay.
Nice, dude.
Sushi. Table for one.
Can I get you started off with something to drink?
I'll just take a water for now.
Yeah, water's good for me.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should go to the other place next door. Well,
I can't do that. Yeah, that's like the worst thing you can do. Make me be seated in a restaurant. Have the menus that is served water, everything, and then you say, you know what?
That's not feeling it.
Hey.
I think I'm going to do the Maki Special Combo.
Maki Special Combo?
And I'll take a Diet Coke as well.
Diet Coke?
Thank you.
I'm actually not ready. This is
hurry up, man.
Like a whirlwind.
Slow.
I can come back.
Okay, is that cool?
No, right now. Why don't you right now?
2 minutes ago, you say you want to leave. The next minute, you're ordering. I mean, what is this?
When I make decisions, I don't even know when I'm making them. I just make weird decisions. They have a couple of specials on the board over there.
I think he's ready. Still deciding. I'm going to need a few more minutes.
Sure.
I'm getting there, though.
Okay.
Thank you.
Your food is ready, and you haven't
picked up your... That's fine. I don't wait around for people. I'm cool.
Okay. No, you can serve him. You can eat alone.
Table for one.
Yeah, I'll go to Best Buy with you. You seem to want to go there really bad.
No.
Okay. We've like gone deep into the strip mall. We've gone so deep we're at another strip mall.
They don't sell coat hangers at Rite Aid, do they?
They might.
Should we? Yeah.
Yeah. If you need coat hangers. Look, here it is. Here's the deal. I'm gonna get you a housewarming gift. Must display it for a period of time. No. You have to. That's the rule.
I'm accepting gifts with grace. You know what the biggest jape of this whole experience is? The fact that I'm looking at things on coat hangers all over the place, and I can't buy them. I'm on a fool's errand right now.
They're not for sale? They're not. You can't go a la carte with these? Look, those have got nothing on them.
I go a la carte with coat hangers.
You have any need of this?
You know, I do actually, no joke, I want to get a metal detector. Take it out on the beach.
I don't have the budget for that.
I know. I don't either.
How about it? You're going to need a shovel when you find something.
You need a shovel.
What if you find something? You're going to need to dig, right?
If I find something, it's going to be on a shelf. I'm not going to have to dig it.
Not here, on the beach. What, are you going to use your metal detector here?
No, for the metal. Use my hands. I'm going to fucking burrow in the ground. Right?
Yep.
I want to get a desk chair because I don't have one.
I'm not on board for a desk, getting a desk chair. I know you need one. I just don't want to be with you when you buy it.
Oh, yeah. I don't want you to be with me. You see, like, trying out these chairs.
Why would you need my help to do that?
No
point do I want you there.
The only thing I can bring to the table is maybe I would make fun of you while you were trying to make that transaction. That's it.
Thank you. Did you need a bag or are you okay?
Do a bag, yeah. Some of those are gifts, so.
It is nice though,
Steve.
Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Dude, we're doing our inaugural podcast right now.
Well,
this is it, right now. This is it.
Right now.
We're living it.
All right.
How are you doing?
Doing good. Just got out of work and I've been for a little bit.
All right. Yeah. Where are you at now?
I'm at Uber.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, still at Uber.
And Chris went with you? Sorry, this is my friend.
What's up, Steve?
Jesus.
Nice to meet you.
This is like my best friend from like growing up.
Oh, yeah?
He lives in L.A. now. He lives right around the corner.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the podcast about? What's going on with it?
Nothing. It's just, we're just fucking around.
Are you guys still playing on Sundays?
Oh, baseball? No, we take a break in the winter. Okay. Oh, yeah. We start back up in the spring.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. You moved in with your lady? Are you guys still together?
No, Kate and I broke up back in October.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Congratulations.
Right,
I'm also single, so hey.
That's good.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Because now I can have this.
She didn't like your beard?
No, she
didn't. I was actually admiring the beard. I didn't even know that Jonathan knew, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks.
Wow.
Yeah, it's,
well, aren't you glad I stopped and sucked?
Excellent beards.
Now you get to take a real close look at his beard.
Jesus Christ.
Just like growing this shit out, I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
Yeah, I got stuck with the cat, though, so.
Oh, you guys got a cat together as like a baby?
Uh-oh.
Was it one of Tucker's cats?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I'm responsible for the cat that you now own that you don't want. That cat followed us home.
Oh.
Me and Chandra, she wouldn't.
You did this.
Yeah, it's my fault. I gave the cat to Tucker because Chandra followed her home. She wouldn't let me not bring it in. And I was like,
right.
We can't have a cat. We can't have animals. But, you know, I'm not going to. You're my girlfriend. You're in distraught. I'm just going to let you bring this in. Now we'll see how this plays out. Got Tucker to accept it. Realized, yeah, it's pregnant.
It's pregnant.
It's pregnant. It had a bunch of kittens. He was there for the birth of a litter recently. That wasn't, but that's not the same litter.
You're just talking about cats now.
You've been there for a cat birth before. You know what this is like.
you've seen cats before. We're talking in a general sense. All right, we're going to roll out.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's nice
Steve,
to meet you.
Good to see you again.
Great to see you, man.
Yeah, take it easy, bud. Bye.
Lost in the apartment complex.
Oh, wow. Slippery in here. Whoa. I could easily get lost here. I don't think I could make it to your apartment if you just...
Dude, it's like a maze. I've gotten lost in this shit. Dude, one of the days I got lost and turned around no less than 5 times. Going back and forth from my apartment.
So, McGee's, you've been in L.A. for about a week. You know, like, what have you seen on the show? I spend most of my time lost in my apartment complex.
I'm in Portland in my building. I can't even get out of the building, to be honest with you.
Well,
locked in.
I'm really looking forward to finding a way out of my building.
Let me just find my way out of here first, and then I'll explore the city. For example, that laundry room, you have to, like, walk up 4 steps, and then, like, it goes back down, and it dips down. So, like... I've made the wrong turn every time. Like, it's very disorienting. I haven't made any friends yet here. I haven't even talked to anyone yet. Everyone seems to keep me to the top.
It's probably for the best.
It's like I'm like stomping around, and mothers are like shielding their children. I'm lost in the building. And they're both relationships.
My boots are very fashion forward. Configuration. Sound like a woman? I sound like a female lawyer walking into her courtroom.
You really do. I bite. Who's that? Is that to Rebecca De Mornay?
That's a true story, though.
That's hilarious. That's a great story.
every podcast, we should have a beat off story.
Are you kidding me?
A big reveal.
Big reveal.
Yeah, I have no stories or material.
That's a no-brainer that there's going to be a beat-off story in every podcast.
Yeah. It's not going without saying.
Are you kidding me? I mean, if I can't provide one, I'm pretty sure you will.
It's my Rebecca Day Forte.
Format changes.
You ready to receive your gifts?
I knew it.
I don't eat those. Those are those are circus peanuts. I knew you'd love these. I got you some eggs.
Now we're talking. Thanks, bud.
There's a lot of stuff at play here.
You see, nothing is at play. What are you talking about?
If you let me finish, what's at play is exactly what Steve was so confused about. I don't know what he thinks. We're just two dudes hanging out in a strip mall.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, man, welcome to the podcast. Steve was very confused when I told him we were casting.
Yeah, I was confused.
But essentially, we're just normal. And the fact that I told Steve we were casting, he did get defensive. What are you casting? Where is this, a podcast? Yeah, it's a podcast. He looks around. Where's the microphone? We're not in a recording booth. We're in a fucking parking lot. But I think that was funny, you know, because after he recoiled and he was like, oh, fuck, they're live, they're rolling, this is like a thing. There's no evidence to support that. That's the whole point, man. That's what I'm doing. That is the format. This podcast or whatever it is, this is either going to A, confirm that I need to stop trying to make art and funny shit and just stop. Just live your life.
That's a lot of pressure on me.
No.
Well, you're sandbagging me right now. I hope you know that. No, yeah,
that is a lot of pressure.
I mean, sandbag, my own producer. Basically, our friendship's on the line. You better fucking perform. You better share the fuck up.
No. That's not, the friendship's not on the line. There's a big difference.
My artistic integrity and my whole identity is on the line. That's what you're saying. Yours is.
It actually is. But I'm okay.
It couldn't be any less expectation for me. I have less at stake on this than I've ever had on anything.
That's just how I want it. And if it's not funny, that's it. I'm done. I'll just hang out with you, and we won't record it. And I'll just say, I think my friends are funny. I have a good life. I accept it. It's not a fucking piece of content that I need to show people. It's not a piece of content I'll ever make money off of. That's fine with me. I see something. I'm going to hitch my wagon to that horse. You give me a ride.
I'll be your steed. Hey, saddle me right up, bud. Come over here.
Don't mind if I do.
Get right on over here.
I'm not gonna come near you until this bit blows over. You heard it. My artistic integrity and my entire identity is on the line here. I hope you enjoyed the first episode of Wearing a Wire. Just to give you a little bit of context, that was recorded about a year ago when my friend Little McGee's moved to Los Angeles. And I always thought he was one of the funniest people that I ever met. He never really pursued comedy, but he did perform. He was a piano player on Bourbon Street at one of the more famous piano bars, Pat O'Brien's, and he was really funny on stage, but he just never pursued comedy or did anything like that. We'd done some projects together, but I couldn't figure out a way to convince him to just do funny shit and you know, take it seriously. So what I did was I just started recording everything we did together. Every phone conversation we had, I would record it. Every time we would hang out, I just hit record on my phone. You'll see in some of the later episodes, we actually got lavalier mics, and it was actually, it didn't work at all. It made it, the audio was way worse when we added the mics to the mix. So we just walk around with our phones in our pockets, recording, whatever, and I just edit it into something that feels like a piece of content that feels funny to me. So we're going to just go on to the second episode pretty soon here. But, you know, wanted to play a little bit of the Fletch soundtrack before we do that.
Jason? Jason? Jason!
We'll be right back. episode 2.
John Clark and Little McGee's.
In your apartment, you're trying to keep me out?
No.
What kind of foul play is...
What foul play is at hand? Was I in the midst of beating off? Is that what you're trying to say? It's possible.
Let's slay it in. Let's stick it.
We're all synced up.
You know, sometimes they have to do a second slate. They're going to go, like, tail slate, or they'll go, like...
A tail slate?
Fucking... I forget what they call it.
Second sticks. Second sticks.
Go ahead.
Whoa. We got a bad slate. Second sticks?
Second sticks.
We got to do second sticks. All right, slating in. Second sticks.
So, dude, happy Mardi Gras.
Is today actual Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras? Nice.
This is a great parade.
It's a parade of, like, borderline homeless gentlemen walking with fucking canes on the Sepulveda.
So what happened in Lafayette? Anything funny?
I found that my uncle had stage 4 cancer. Terminal.
That's a goof.
It's not a bit. He's a jockey agent. He works for, like, the racetracks.
Holy shit.
That's pretty cool. I went to church with them. Baptist is very emotionally driven. So you're hearing songs about the Crimson Rose. They're rocking out. Like, it's so fucking Dave Matthews. It's really bad. And then people will, like, start to really feel it, and they'll lift their hands. Because you have been transformed. You have been transported into the light of Christ.
Music snobs. Last Chance Kitchen.
Like, what is piquing my interest? Number one, cum tales. Number two, talking about shitty music from, like, the early or late 90s. Gotta love it. You gotta feel that pain. You ever shower to this song? Me neither, but I would. It really helps me think about just those hard times and the good.
And probably if we ever do a finale episode.
This is more for, like, a reunion episode.
When we, like, ultimately, like, go at each other's throats.
We're going to go our separate ways at some point. But let me say another thing. We're going to come back together. Whenever we do go, you know, hit that fork in the road. We will have our separate.
I will turn my back on you.
But I will stab you right in the back. But let me tell you another thing. We're going to get back together, and I hope you had the time of your life.
It's a section we like to call Last Licks.
This is called Last Chance Kitchen right here.
These guys are kind of dark.
This song is hard to beat off to, I'll tell you that. I've tried. And I'll try again. Parsh loves this song.
Can we listen to Lakini's Juice, please? Lakini's. I need Farsh in here now.
What if someone walked into this apartment right now and saw two dudes hovering over a glowing screen?
jam it out to Lakini's juice. The fucking nightmare. What have I become?
Here we go again. This song makes me think about a lot of things. Mainly, mostly Beatles stories. I don't remember if I have a cum tale from you for this episode.
Coming of age story?
Yeah. I like cum tales because it's like not clever at all.
Yeah. I like cum tales too. It's fine.
So like blunt and like weird. It's like
we should call them cum tales.
I wonder how illegal it is to just have this type of music playing in the background.
Talking about beating off. It's possible that it's not legal. It's probable that it's not legal as well.
Silent sticks.
That second sticks.
Second sticks doesn't consist of you just saying the word second sticks. You've got a stick. You've got to stick in.
But when it happens in Hollywood, do they say second sticks before they hit second sticks?
If you don't say second sticks, there's no sticks.
There's no sticks at all? Is there a call sign for that?
Oh, yeah. There is.
What is it?
It's silent sticks.
Shut the
I'm not kidding. I think it's silent sticks. They go, silent. And they just, like, open the thing, and they don't clap it.
Why would they do that?
Silent sticks.
Why would they do that? Like, what's the point?
There are certain circumstances where you need to do that.
But you don't want sticks.
Silent sticks.
You don't want to be synced up in any way.
I don't know.
That's a goddamn real samurai sword, first off. Mm-hmm. I would say its estimated value is about $1,500 or $1,600. I never knew this about myself, but apparently I talk in my sleep. And I said, while I was sleeping, oh, I need a samurai sword, as I was dreaming. And my girlfriend thought I was talking to her. I said, what? And I just went back to sleep. And I woke up the next day. She said, hey, do you talk in your sleep? I said, I don't think so. She's like, well, okay. And then my birthday was like the next week. She bought me a samurai sword. Ends up, yeah, I do need a fucking samurai sword because I don't believe in like having guns. I don't want to have a gun. If someone should fucking break into my house, I will knife the fuck out of them, but I will not shoot them because I don't want to own a sword. I mean, a gun. I do want to own a sword.
Santa Anita Racetrack.
We're live here at Santa Anita Park. We're having a great time.
I need to make an audio show at a place that is so visually stimulating, like a racetrack.
Race 4 is about to be off. We are 13 minutes to post. I am drinking dollar beer. Michael got all the long shots.
Oh, wow.
Are they about to start this race?
3 minutes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the entire crew bailed. We had, like, a huge... There's supposed to be, like, 5 to 10 people other than us four. Every single one of them bailed.
It's a testament to your likability, I think.
I think so. We were here on the 4th of July, and we witnessed what I like to refer to as TFF, Total Fucking Freedom. A horse got, like, unbridled and, like, out of the gate, and it proceeded to run backwards around the entire track, just at full speed.
It was running actually backwards or just the wrong direction?
The wrong direction.
Okay.
It was trotting backwards. No, it was running the wrong direction. All the other horses just froze. And, like, about halfway through the track, like, our group started to get really excited, like, that was happening.
Yeah.
And we stood up and just started cheering for the horse. And before we knew it, the entire stadium was, like, on their feet cheering this horse on that, like, wasn't even in the race. He was just running around.
A couple long shot sweats.
Hot route. Red wine.
5-8-10.
I got the 8.
Man, you might win a buck and a half on that.
That's
one.
It, yeah.
So you spent $30?
Yeah. You'll only pay $30. So I'll probably break even after all the noise.
Yeah, man, at the track on a Monday. It's MLK Day. One of my favorite holidays. Top three.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about these?
It's hilarious. Has anyone said anything?
No.
Yeah, I guess some people might perceive that to be normal.
It would be wrong.
It would be wrong.
I've actually gotten a lot of compliments on these.
Well, tucked in with your pants tucked into them, or who complimented you on that?
A couple of lucky ladies the other night did. I like your boots.
I want a video of you in that cart, just like riding across the track.
In the back seat?
In the back seat.
Yeah, getting escorted by a caravan.
Like for no reason. You're just like in an old-timey carriage.
Just like texting. I'm not even like looking up. That's the funniest thing about like unusual transportation. It's like if you're just like in a weird, you know, caravan and you're just in a bad mood. Yeah, like driving a Zamboni, pissed.
Yeah.
I feel good about the three. Let me just say that for the record.
Look at these Japanese businessmen. They're in this pavilion. You see all these Japanese businessmen in this pavilion?
I love it.
It's like an 80s movie. There's some guy whose like whole entire life, his relationship, his like financial everything is riding on whether or not they have a good time today.
He's like in charge of like making sure that there's like no problem.
Yeah, he's like the one white guy in there, and he's just, you know.
He doesn't speak Japanese.
No.
It should be a TV show. Each show is like a different Japanese men, a different set of adventures.
They're just like plucked at random. You're just like, you have to show these men a good time or you fail to show.
Like a reality show.
If they report back that they were like confused and like not happy and just kind of like
at the end the businessmen like rate him on the scale of like how good a time they had, like were they confused at any point? The amount of clarity in the interactions they've had. But like you have to like make them go to certain things, like the racetrack would be one. That would be a
right. Yeah.
Casino would be one.
Do that.
He has no say so over the itinerary.
Right.
He has to just be a good host. All right.
Good to see you, dude.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
There you go, episode 2. You know, for good Chinese food in L.A., if you're ever in the San Gabriel Valley, I like China Tasty, the handmade noodles there. You can't beat them. That's one of my favorite spots. I hope you enjoyed those 2 episodes. I will definitely be back at K-Chung sometime soon. Hopefully my lady will talk to you guys a little bit, too. I got to get going pretty soon. I'll play some more music. I got to prepare for the fantasy baseball draft. You know, it's kind of a big deal, and I haven't done much preparation. I'm going to go for high value. Got to get some sluggers in the mix. It's going to be a good year for the Hoi Sin Devils. This show is going to be archived on K-Chung for sure. You can find it Wearing a Wire with John Clark and Little McGee's. You can find us on SoundCloud. I will upload these episodes eventually. Let's see here. All right. All right.
telling me I'm always on your mind. Swinging through the kitchen, nasty. Is it what you wanna find? They tell me that you talk about me all night long. But you don't wanna tell me, cause you're scared I'll do you wrong. Tell me that you need
you
me.
Alright.
Alright. Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you need
you me.
Alright. Alright. Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you need
you
me. Alright. Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you need
me.
God, it's me, DJ Kirby Fuck It.
Thank you.
Get her some high heels. So I'm going to send you guys off on one last track. And I had fun today. Looking forward to hopefully coming back sometime soon. Maybe I'll learn to use the board.